We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, AMA, you ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start out with our buddy Dan Schwartz on Twitter. Dan in the Northeast asking, now that Joe has reached his 175th win, what's his next goal? And will the celebration be just as mundane? Great use of mundane there.
Yeah, well, so I don't have a next goal yet. I got to think about it. Maybe something around 200. I mean, one thought is maybe trying to have the longest winning streak I've ever had, which I believe is, well, I'm certain it was 22.
It was the first one.
Yeah, I started out 22-0. So I've gone from 161 and 25 to 175 and 25. That's 14 in a row. If I can get 8 more, I'll tie. If I get 9 more, I'll break the record. So I guess that would sort of be the next one. But I'm not ready to lock that in as my thing yet. Right now, I just want to sit back and enjoy this 175, and I'll figure it out in future weeks. That's it. That's my answer.
Yeah.
Dude, you try to get to 175 wins, you'd want to enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
I will say, it would be nice if, you know, the radio station did something nice for me. Like, when I get to 200, I'm expecting balloons, a meal, a cake.
Keep expecting.
You know, I mean, come on now.
If anyone should get balloons, it's me for coming up with the questions for so long. I deserve
so hard to come up with questions.
All right, really good question from Mike on Twitter. Mike asks, who's the most fascinating person you've ever had a conversation with?
Man, my first thought is, I don't know. John, do you have anyone that comes to mind for you?
The Rock.
Ooh.
amazing guy. I don't know, James Hetfield or Billy Joe. They've been around for a long time, seen so much. Ozzy Osbourne that's crazy to me.
That is pretty
getting
amazing.
A chance to sit down and I got to play one of my songs to Ozzy.
Wow.
And but Ozzy was talking about his life growing up.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
You know, that was amazing to me. And again, he smelled better than any human being I've ever smelled.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Like emollients on his skin or something. But anyway.
That's wild. I don't know. I got to think about it, James. John, I could list a couple of famous people I've talked to, but what was fascinating, I'm not sure. I'll think about it.
Okay. I'll give you a...
It's just amazing, these people that you know so much about in their public life. If you learn something about their private life and just, the things that they've had to overcome to get where they've gotten, it's inspiring.
All right. Good question from Mid-Major Matt on Twitter. Matt asks, what's the one opinion your co-host has that angers you the most?
Oh, it's John on injuries. He's always ripping people for injuries. I mean, he acted like the Eagles created a Jalen Hurts ankle injury to have a quarterback controversy on Monday. It was absurd. He was injured. People get injured. John told us Alshon was going to be ready for the start of 2018. He wasn't. John told us that Carson should rush back for the start of 2018. He shouldn't have. It's everything related to injuries. John normally gets it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I mean, this is easy. We've talked about it too many times, given it too much credit, the president thing.
Yes, great point. I definitely agree with
you. You know, I found out last night, John, that Harry Truman wasn't even in politics till he was 50. I mean, there's hope. There's all sorts of – I mean, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer.
You know how different things are now?
Not that different, dude. Obama.
Just from a financial perspective.
No,
you know what it requires to do what you're saying.
You poo-poo that. That is as big a part of any of it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of ways.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, Obama didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars.
And also, the whole, you don't do anything ever. Your life's a waste of time. Do you realize the president is the busiest person on the planet?
Let me explain something to you.
Nonstop, you would have to be meetings. You'd be flying to countries. You'd be doing this, that. You don't want to do anything.
So I'm going to give you a Game of Thrones.
And if you don't, it puts the lives of every American at risk.
Well, I'm going to give you a 300
million people relying on you, but no biggie.
A Game of Thrones analogy. Bram is doing nothing but going through the wilderness and talking to the guy sitting in the tree for 5 years. And ends up on the throne at the end.
Oh, well, that was a mistake. You're really using Game of Thrones, end of Game of Thrones, and your argument.
It was a mistake, but he got there.
Wow.
All right. Next call. Next question.
Well done.
Next question.
Yeah, I think so. Good question from Jack the Mike on Twitter. He says, at the risk of finding out how the sausage is made, how is the hammer able to read books in the bathtub for hours without the pages of the book ever getting wet? At some point, possibly by hour two, don't his arms and hands get wet eventually? How does he then turn the pages? All the important stuff.
Yeah.
You need to know.
No, I've never dropped a book in the bathtub. I've always been afraid of it. Never have. I have dropped a phone in the bathtub maybe once or twice. The book, little fringe elements of the page is every once in a while will get a tad wet, but nothing that can't be dealt with. So it's actually never happened. But, of course, and how you turn the pages, obviously I put my hands under the water from time to time, both hands, but I have a towel next to me to dry them off, or a lot of times I'll put the hands under the water when I'm on the left side, the page on the left, so I have time by the time I finish that page, finish the page on my right, then the hands will be more naturally dry. So there's a strategy to it all. Yeah. I'm actually not kidding. I mean, just gave you a detailed answer, obviously.
I know. I wish you were kidding. It's really
no,
my
I'm not
take
kidding.
Away there.
No.
Big Sequence wants to know, Diane Chambers or Rebecca Howe?
As far as show quality, it's Diane. I've gone back and forth on this, but having and I'm still rewatching Cheers again. It's very clear to me this go around that the episodes that were best were the Diane episodes. No question about it.
All right, one more.
Although I'm a huge Rebecca Howe fan. I mean,
we
let's
know.
Be real.
Yeah. We know.
Huge fan.
We know.
Yep.
All right, one more. Michael Morrow, a bit of a dark question, but Michael Morrow wants to know, what song do you want to be played at your funeral?
Holy cow!
Probably How Great Thou Art. It's a Catholic song.
Oh, my God.
It's a Catholic song about God, how great thou art.
But you want it about you.
It'd be a double entendre. The greatness of God and the greatness of me. Yeah, how great thou art. That would be
wow.
Close to funeral.
So
down
we've reached peak. Yeah, like we've had Michael Jordan. We've had, you know, we've Lincoln. All these things. He just went God. He just compared himself to God. Just throwing that out.
Yeah, how great that.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, sure. It's a classic.
I'd have to go religious too. I mean, you know, Ben Harper has some like gospel remakes, like "I Want to Be Ready." I think it would be something like that. Gotta, you know. Take it, it's a funeral. I can't believe this is a question.
Yeah, question.
I've thought about it, by the way.
Really?
Oh, I've thought about it many times.
Really?
I've been to so many funerals. I know exactly what songs would be. On Eagle's Wings, all the classic Catholic songs. Yeah, believe me, One Bread, One Body. Anyone that's Catholic that has gone to church through the years knows the songs I'm talking about. There's like six or seven quintessentials, and I would choose them all. I'd have them all chosen for me, yeah. Yeah, believe me, I thought about it. And with that, we
play Zeppelin at my funeral, right?
And with that, we shut it down. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Chet right now in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, Chet.
Hey, gentlemen, let me tell the speaker real quick.
You got it.
First off, I want to tell you, I'm in Howie's corner. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm a guy that plays percentages. And there's 32 teams in the NFL. And in the last 10 years, we won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 22 other teams didn't. And I think that puts Howie at a different level than every other general manager in the league, or at least most of the other general managers. But, you know, other than two basic shortcomings, which is receivers and cornerbacks, I think Howie's done a good job with personnel.
Linebackers.
And
defensive
and, well,
ends.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everything goes up and down, John. You know, sometimes we got a good fullback, sometimes we don't. Sometimes you got a good quarterback, sometimes you don't. But his inconsistency with receivers and cornerbacks is where I got to point my finger.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yep.
But, well, that's definitely the worst. Yeah. But, man, the middle of our defense. I mean, well, the first two levels of our defense. Well, actually, every level of our defense, because the cornerbacks are the worst.
But would you have said that in the Super Bowl year? Would you have said that in other playoff years? You're looking at this year. You're not looking at the sum total of his work over the 10-year period.
No, you're looking at 1 year. You're looking at the year that he was executive of the year and saying that's who he is. I don't agree. I think that's the outlier.
But I'm not saying that's who he is. I'm saying that he is a cut above the rest. And unless you get something that is cut much, much higher – I think you got to stick with what you've got and put the protection around him. That is, get him consultants or other somebody to coach him on drafting receivers and corners.
You know,
right?
Well,
in those areas.
We don't
but
know
I
how much he takes coaching
hey, look,
either.
You know, you look at some of the gems that he's done. I mean, the fact that we even have a draft choice potentially coming for Joe Flacco. You know, that's a guy who's a thinker. Right, he's thinking about the things. He's making the moves, bringing in Gardner Minshew.
I agree with you on that, Chet. Yep.
Now, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about with all of this is that we don't know how much of Howie is Howie and how much of Howie is Jeffrey. And the decisions, whether they would be better if they weren't tempered by Jeffrey's wishes, we don't know how much that plays in here.
Well, you know
I will acknowledge that he has a very difficult job if the reports are true that Jeffrey Lurie wants to have more say and that he certainly doesn't, you know, he takes that bullet.
Yeah, he really does.
Certainly, he takes that bullet.
He really does.
You got to give him credit for that.
I agree with
yeah.
that.
And at least, true. You know, at least Jeffrey's not a Steinbrenner, you know, mm-hmm. but from that yeah. aspect of things, he's not the worst owner either. I mean, you know, look, Norman Brayman.
I thought he was one of the best.
Well, Norman Brayman's the worst we've had.
Wouldn't pay for socks.
Look.
I mean, you know, because guys wore out their socks too fast.
I mean, Norman Brayman was the worst. Chad, give me a great movie with a place in the title.
Okay. This is one of my all-time favorites. It's high up on my personal list, right? And it gives you the story of success. Success is knowing how to spend it. Never ordered a brandy in my life. Wasn't Cordon Bleu. Went on the street, took $200 from Shylock to see Frank Sinatra at the Garden, and sat two seats away from Tony Bennett. Now that's success, Pop. The Pope of Greenwich Village.
All right, Chet. You got it, my man. You know, I've heard about that movie for years, and I've never seen it. People say it's great.
It's a very good movie.
And who's in it?
Eric Roberts is the star. I don't remember who else is in it. It's been like 30 years.
Is Eric Roberts meaning Julia Roberts' brother?
Yes, yeah. Eric Roberts,
wow.
Julia Roberts' brother.
How about that?
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Up ahead, we'll talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, today at 1245 for an entire hour on all this stuff related to the Birds. Ray at 1245, phone calls are out. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, I'm so inspired by the stories submitted for the Caring for Family Caregivers Contest, sponsored by AARP Philadelphia. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. And congratulations to our winner, Barbara. Now, wait till you hear this here. Barbara cares for her 106-year-old father, who's a veteran, who still lives in his own home. Barbara manages his bills and groceries, and on top of all that, of course, manages her own personal responsibilities of other aspects of her life. And, of course, her father, 106. How amazing is that? Caregivers, they're amazing. And AARP is here in Philadelphia with help for family caregivers. Check out aarp.org/near you. Again, that's aarp.org/near you for free tips and tools, online events, and much more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Ray Dittinger with us in about a half hour at 1245. As he is every Wednesday for an entire hour. Hey, big thanks to Wendy's, bringing in a lot of food for us here today. I mean, John, James, you guys,
oh, buddy,
have partaken as always. Big old spread, as we've been so fortunate to have in recent weeks, and yet again today, the new hot and crispy fries, natural cut, skin on potatoes, perfectly sprinkled with sea salt and guaranteed to be hot and crispy, as Wendy's always says. And
they're
they
great
are.
Fries.
Yeah, they really
great
are.
Great fries. They're my
phenomenal.
Favorite fries.
Phenomenal. And the chili, every time. Like, yeah. I just can't get over how good the chili is.
Chili's
phenomenal.
Great. Big bacon cheddar cheeseburger, the lemonade, strawberry and pineapple lemonade. Great stuff. And we thank Wendy's. And, of course, what a spread. So thank you to Wendy's. And want to encourage everyone, get to your local Wendy's today or download the Wendy's app, and you can enjoy all this amazing food for yourself. It is phenomenal. Again, thank you to Wendy's. The chicken sandwich, available in three different varieties, original, spicy, and grilled. Wendy's food, have always loved it. And with these new fries, even better than ever. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. You know, I made mention earlier in the show that I think Howie's doing a really good job with the rebuild. It's far from a finished product. I had been of the mindset to fire Howie. I had mentioned briefly yesterday that my mind has moved toward being open-minded to maybe consider keeping Howie. I'll tell you at the end of the year whether I think they should keep him or fire him. I will tell you now, I'm leaning in the direction of telling you that they should keep him. Now, we know my opinion, John's opinion, James' opinion, and all of our opinions matters not at all to Jeffrey Lurie because, you know, millions have said before, fire Howie, and Lurie doesn't. Howie will definitely be here. This is not a question of whether Howie will be here. This is a question of whether we think Howie should be here. And given the parts of the team that I see that are speaking to some improved drafting and an improved roster and knowing that the three first-round picks up ahead, he created two of them with trades, I'm of the mindset to really strongly consider keeping him.
It's just not good enough. It's the outlier when he hits on these draft picks. You do recognize that, I think. And then what about like the mistakes he continues to make? The smartest guy in the room mistakes on draft day where something falls in his lap and he chooses to go elsewhere. The outside the box retaining of injury-prone veterans. The retaining the wrong veterans. Like, he has a plan, and I think this stems from the Banner days when Joe Banner would re-sign guys, yeah, like the homegrown guys, yep, to what seemed like big contracts at the time but ended up being value deals down the road. That's smart business. I think Howie tries to emulate that. But it feels like he misses the mark. You know, right now it feels like that Josh Sweat deal didn't make the sense. Like, that was – I understand the concept. I understand we were told they were trying to sell us hard on Josh Sweat during training camp, it seemed like. I don't see the production.
Well, I don't either.
Yet we just, yeah, paid him a boatload.
Yeah.
And now we've got him. It feels like we end up stuck in deals that we don't want often than not.
Yeah, there have been more lately than past years. I'll say this. On the old players that he's chosen to ride with instead of discard, which was abundant over the last couple of years, to me, the only two that really stand out this year are Brandon Brooks and Zach Ertz. I mean, I don't think I'm missing anyone. Rodney McLeod, who is old but really cheap, is fine. I think that's that. There's nothing wrong with still having Rodney on the team. Ertz.
Come on, man.
No, there's nothing.
The biggest one is is glaring.
Who?
When we watch Fletcher Cox go out there and do nothing. Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, but he was under
the
contract.
The highest paid player
contract.
I mean, on our team.
There's nothing.
Highest. Come on, though. That contract is
terrible. I know, but that's.
And then
I agree with you.
Guaranteed his entire salary for this season. Yeah. And how did Fletcher pay that back? With no effort. No effort to speak of.
I don't think it's no effort.
Well, yet this last game, he made four tackles. It was his best game of the year. His best game of the year.
I'm just saying, when
year.
You say no effort, that's a massive
there
statement.
Were times where he was making no effort.
I don't agree.
And I feel fine making that statement. There was a lack of effort. Many occasions.
No, but there's a difference between a lack of effort and no effort.
Okay,
I mean,
of course he made some effort.
Well, you said no
effort.
He didn't
give enough effort. Okay. It was as close to zero effort as you can get for a guy who's the highest paid player on this. We are paying him more than anyone else on this team, and
look,
it's all guaranteed for this year.
We'll ask the Twitter poll question of the day, of course, on the phone lines and on Twitter. It's brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports online. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, do you want Howie Roseman to be the Eagles general manager next season? Three choices, A, yes, B, no, C, not sure. Maybe some people like me were thinking no, but now swinging around on the possibility of saying, let me see a little bit more here, and I'll give you that answer at the end of the year. Let's go to the phone.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's talk to Betty right now in Camden. Hey, Betty.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Betty.
Fantastic.
Doing well.
Well, I'm in the not sure yet camp, and here's my reasoning. I'd give Howie one more year because we have many new players and a new coaching staff, and I do think that continuity is desirable. However, if he does not trade Rager, fire him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this, Betty.
I like that idea because I don't think he's going to trade Rager, and I don't think he's going to cut Rager.
See, here's where it gets complicated. If they caught him, there's dead cap. I think they should not have him on the team, Betty, next year. So I really hope that they move on because I think at some point you got to realize that some players are just failed players. The one thing I will say is the organization has two examples of guys that did nothing in their first 2 years and then did something meaningful. Brandon Graham, who had a great career, and Nelson Aguilar, who had a great third year, helped them win the Super Bowl in his third year after doing nothing the first 2 years. My instincts are get rid of Rager, but just know there's dead money if you get rid of him.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will.
And I do have a movie.
Give me a great movie with a place in the title.
All right. Wizard of Oz.
Has already been said, Betty. Yeah, you
should have told me that.
Betty, you said it with such conviction, I felt really bad bursting your bubble there, because I know you were so excited, But
oh, okay. I've got another one.
All right, let me hear it.
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Okay. I don't know if you remember that with Susan Sarandon and
Atlantic City. You got it, Betty. Thank you very much for the phone call. You think Betty's ever been? I think she's ever been friends with a Wilma, like Betty and Wilma going down the street.
I don't know.
James? What would be the most? Like, there's no doubt everyone would take notice if two people walk down the street. One's Betty. One's Wilma. Like, give me another
if there
example.
Was a Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry would be a great one.
Tom and Jerry. That's
right,
the winner.
Anything else?
Ginger and Marianne. It's like an older one, but that was always a thing.
I mean,
Ginger and Marianne.
Dude, yeah. If there's a Ginger and a Marianne.
A Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted in modern times.
Yes, Bill and Ted's a good one.
Now, do John and Paul because of the Beatles, or are they kind of too regular? Tom and Jerry might be my vote.
I think Tom and Jerry might be the winner.
Ben and Jerry's also up
Ben
there.
And Jerry, yeah, for sure. It's a good one.
John, do you have another one here? Just to be like, I'll tell you another one. Carson and Nick would be kind of funny.
It would be, yeah.
Hi, my name's Carson. Hey, this is my friend Nick. Grab my attention a little bit. People nationally won't know what we're talking about, but around here, if you had a Carson and a Nick, that'd be kind of absurd.
Sure.
Joel and Ben.
Yeah, you can go into a lot of those.
Howie and Jeff.
Howie and Jeff. Classic.
How about Mike and Ike?
Sure.
Well, there was a Mike and Ike.
I know.
Yeah, that's for sure. No, Mike and Ike's a good one right there. That's right. All right, let's go to John right now in Richboro. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Before I get to answering your Howie question, I did want to mention the Ben Simmons fines. There is a list on spottrack.com that shows his fines, and it shows every date. And it's every date, basically 12-6, 12-3, 12-1, 11-29. You can go all the way down to 11-4, where they're listing suspended, except for 10-19, suspended one game. Mm. And they give the amount was like $223,000 or so. And every single date I said it was $360,305.
Yeah.
And it's listed as off-court/off-field violation.
Wow. I tell you,
for
and
a total of $6.3 million so far.
Yeah, $6.352.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't feel like it's as frequent as it could be. Is this every game?
I think it's every game, John. It looks like every game. I mean, it's every 2 days or so they're putting a fine on here. So I think that he has in his possession, though, the front half of the salary, the first $8 million or so. Mm-hmm. He got that before the season
The lump sum thing?
Right, yeah. Right. So I don't know what happens with that. But
by the way, John, and it's great intel. I appreciate that. I will say I have been a little baffled this whole time with the term fine. We all keep saying fine. I mean, it's just – isn't it withholding a game check? You know, I just like, why is it a fine? It's just show up, I'm not paying you.
Yeah, I believe they title it off – court off-field violation.
Oh, I'm sure, but you get to. I mean, I'm just making a distinction of language. Like I just
and only
you know,
one it, thing said suspended. So,
yeah, I know. I'm just saying. If I didn't show up to work, WIP wouldn't find me. They just wouldn't pay me. I mean,
Well, look, they would fire you, Joe.
Well, they would fire me. That's exactly. Unless it's Mondays and Fridays in the summer, and then they'd understand that it's Mondays and Fridays in the summer.
They explain those off-court, off-field violations further by saying this, you know, the most recent one is for missing the Charlotte game due to not cooperating with team doctors and not participating in basketball-related operations.
Yeah. I do want to answer your Howie question, though, and I'll go in Howie's corner by saying this. If you throw out the Baltimore Ravens and Ozzie Newsome's drafting, a lot of teams in the NFL have not much better drafting records than the Eagles. There's so many teams where if you were an insider there, you could.
I agree with you, John. The ups and downs a lot of these teams have, and a lot of them are downs and downs. I mean, I totally agree with you.
Just since the Super Bowl, I mean, you could look at 2018, Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, Pryor, Mailata. That's an A-plus draft. 2019 was a bust. We only got, like, Miles out of it because you got Dillers and Jajaw. But 2020, you know, I mean, look, if Hurts turned out to be your starting quarterback next year, too, Davion Taylor was coming on. Kevon Wallace could be a safety that plays for you. Driscoll. Driscoll's a player.
Yeah, Driscoll's a player.
Hightower and Kez Watkins are players.
Hightower, no. Watkins was a good pick.
Tool's playing for Washington, isn't he?
Which player? Which player?
So, and then you look at this last draft. It's another A-plus draft. I mean, Dickerson.
Well, the last one looks really good. Yeah. All right, John, give me a great movie with a place in the title.
I missed the beginning of your show. Did anybody say the greatest movie ever made, Casablanca?
Wow.
Oh, big answer.
Wow. Holy smokes.
I hadn't thought of
it's
that.
It's a big one.
A big one. It's massive.
It's up there.
By the way,
I think we know. Les on Twitter put in a Bert and Ernie, another one of those.
Oh,
that's up there with Tom and Jerry.
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Fred
wow.
and Barney. Good one. Yeah.
Fred and Barney. Yeah. But not quite as good, but good. Really good.
Willis and Arnold.
Willis and Arnold would be good. Harry and Sally would be good.
Harry and Sally would be good.
How about Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Absolutely Bonnie and Clyde.
Rhett and Scarlett.
Oh, man.
I mean, really, these are some classic. That's really good stuff. Hey, speaking of movies, 'tis the time, guys. John still has to pay the piper.
Oh, yeah.
For his transgression.
It is the bye week. It is the time for that.
We said we would do it in the bye week. He's got one more movie to watch. Now, here's what we've got it narrowed down to. He's already watched.
I like when he says we've got it narrowed down to, he means he's got it narrowed down.
Exactly right. So he's already watched The Notebook as one of the two movies he's got to watch. There's five other contenders here, and I guess we'll decide by today or tomorrow, and then he's got to watch it by some point next week. Terms of Endearment, which is an amazing movie, John. You would love it. Won Best Picture. The present day.
I don't know that I would love it.
Well, you wouldn't have a heart if you don't. So I'll just. But you don't have a heart, so you might not love it. Little Women, the modern version of Little Women.
That was never on the list.
Like, it was under consideration.
It's a great movie. You're talking about the Greta Gerwig one?
I read the book.
Just came out?
I'm talking about the one Susan Sarandon.
The Winona Ryder one back then.
Yeah.
I think the new one was even better.
Both are very good.
I like the new one better.
I've read that book.
I'll cross that out. You know the story. I'll cross that out. All right. Somewhere in Time is under consideration. I might go there. Christopher Reeves and Jane Seymour. I mean, I think it's
I don't even know if you can find that.
You can find it. Listen, if I could find those movies Angela made me watch. I mean, what was that one, Planet Nine from the outer space?
Yeah, that's Plan 9.
Plan 9? Yes. I mean, that was outrageous.
It's pretty famous.
Well, you didn't watch it.
I did watch it.
Plan 9 from outer space is more famous than Somewhere in Time. Way more famous.
Steel Magnolias. You hadn't seen that one. And The Way We Were. So we've got it down to four now that Little Women's
I think these will all be difficult to find. But Somewhere in Time.
No,
Somewhere
Way We
in
Were
Time
is a classic. That's out there. Terms of Endearment is definitely easy to find, I would think.
Maybe I'll ask Ray his opinion today.
I like that.
Which one to stick John with. Because, I mean, I've enjoyed all four movies. I think you should enjoy them, John, but...
You don't really think he didn't enjoy The Notebook. Like, you thought he would enjoy that. You've learned, right?
No, he
like,
wasn't totally against The Notebook, though. He recognized...
Right, but he didn't enjoy it.
He did not enjoy it.
He was like, it's fine.
Well, it's like him with Howie. He just doesn't have an open mind. I mean, it's what I'm dealing with.
The Notebook was rough, man. Well, I mean, that's
not a happy movie.
No,
that's
a rough ending.
Yeah, it's a very sad.
Well, it's a beautiful ending.
It's devastating.
It's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah, there's a lot of sadness. That's exactly right.
Right. Eric, how do you enjoy that?
Watch it more than once. That's the most
cycle
amazing
of
thing.
Life, John. The
like,
cycle
especially
of life.
That movie, because once you know the end, like, what's the point to watching it again? Like, that's the whole
thing. I'll give you the
right
answer. Three words. The love story.
Oh, my God.
That's the point of watching it again. As Jeffrey Lurie once said, James.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to open your heart.
You've got to open your heart.
Let's go to Eric in Cherry Hill. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, how about Mario and Luigi?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another good one.
with Howie, you know, everyone, I agree with everyone that keeps saying he just keeps lucking out and he just kind of keeps getting bailed out. The reason I think that, you know, he's definitely going to be here, but the reason I think specifically is that, you know, he's shown he's not the best talent evaluator, but he knows how to maneuver, and he's got three first-round draft picks. You know, I don't know what he's going to do with them, if he's going to trade them, if he's going to trade down, you know, but I think that gives him a lot of leverage going into this draft.
Well, it certainly helps. I mean, he's got a lot of options, and
right.
I'm very excited to see how they fill it. I mean, the bottom line is we don't know how those picks are going to be used, but, man, they've got a lot of options, and he's generally good at the maneuverability. He's not always good at picking the players, but
right.
I don't think he loses – out on the value of trades. He just picks the wrong guy. Like, I'll give you a for instance. When he traded the 32nd pick, which turned into Lamar Jackson and got Goddard and a future pick from Baltimore, a future two, I thought that was good maneuvering.
Right. Even the Devontae Smith pick, wasn't that?
Dude, the Devontae Smith thing, I think it's a miracle. I mean, to me, if I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm out of my mind that my team gave up a first-round draft pick. By the way, just to draft a different wide receiver.
Especially a year after taking Tua over Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Dolphins fans can't be psyched right now.
Well, and also when they already had doubts about, at the end of last year, whether Tua should be their guy this year. I mean, should be their guy long term. It's like, you know, what were they thinking? I mean, that is so – listen, if you're going to trade two – if you're going to do something involving two first-round picks, it better be for a quarterback. I mean, unless you're getting, you know – Jerry Rice or Lawrence Taylor or something, you better get a quarterback if you're going to put two first-rounders on the board, because otherwise that's horrible general managing. Just this. Eric, give me a great movie with a place in the title.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie of all time, the Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank, absolutely. A prison. That is a good, yep, that's absolutely right. By the way, we haven't even mentioned it yet, but once, look, some of these big trades they could have gone into, they chose not to, and you can look back and say maybe they should have, but John, one that's a pretty clear I'm glad they passed on was Jamal Adams. I mean, he's out for the year now. He's had no meaningful impact on helping Seattle elevate their program. If anything, they've gone backwards. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of why they go backwards is because they don't have good players in Seattle. But part of my point when I wanted the Eagles to not go in on some of those guys was I thought it was time for the Eagles to cycle forward and keep their picks and make picks instead of try to go in a time a year or two ago when they really weren't that likely to win anyway. So I'm glad they passed. I mean, James, what did Jamal Adams go for? Was that 2 first-round picks?
2 firsts.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, Seattle's going to have a top 10 pick in the draft this year that they don't have. It goes to the Jets.
Yep.
I mean, that's a disaster. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Never a disaster having the Diddy on the show. Ray Dittinger, he joins us next for an entire hour. Ray Dittinger next plus calls. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
One of the things I love most about my Park Sportsbook app is that it's not just about picking which team wins when you place your bets. They offer lots of action and so many different ways to bet on individual player performances. It just makes watching the games that much more exciting. In football, you can bet passing yards, rushing yards, who scores touchdowns. In hoops, bet points, rebounds, assists. In hockey, you can bet on goals, scores, and individual point totals. Plus, with live in-game betting and the wildly popular same-game parlays, Parx is custom-made for you. And that's why it's the only sportsbook app I recommend. Sign up now, make your first bet risk-free on your favorite player or a player you're watching, or just bet on any game. Download the app, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code JRWIP, and then you can take a look at Pro Football this Sunday. You've got a fascinating game between division rivals, Dallas with a great offense, Washington with a great defense. Dallas and that offense are giving 4 points, and I think they'll win this game easily. I'll give the points. I'll take the over on 48 points. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the terms and conditions. Do it now. Bet with the best. The only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania, the Park Sportsbook app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.